Holly Howard coming up. She's going to talk about just that, guest retention. How do you make sure that we not only like, yeah, we want to get their contact information, but how much more important do we want them to stay plugged in and come back? You know what's better than a first-time visitor?
Second time visitor.
Come on, man. Third time. So, we really want to do that. And Holly's going to be walking through how she recommends to do that. And one thing that we just didn't have time for was the easy buttons. Okay, so when we come back from Holly's... We will be jumping into some easy buttons. We will go over Coach Keller's easy button and Holly Howard's easy button. And if you're already on Texan Church, be sure that you're logged into the dashboard on a separate device. Or if you're already on Texan Church, get logged in and have those pulled up. And we will show you how to do your first couple easy buttons for the day. So without further ado, I never really knew what that meant, but people say it. We're gonna jump into Holly's session. So here we go, Holly Howard on guest retention.
Hello, Engage Conference. I am so honored to be with you all today. My name is Holly Howard, and my husband and I were called to Cincinnati, Ohio, to a church called Bridge of Hope Church 7.5 years ago. My husband's name is Dallas. He's the lead pastor there. I do the worship there at the church. And our church was an older congregation. Today, Bridge of Hope Church is a 97-year-old church. And they brought us in because they knew that they were dying. It was a predominantly older congregation. There weren't even any babies in the nursery when we first came. And they were heading in a path that they knew the church was going to die out if they didn't turn things around. So we felt like we had to turn the Titanic. This was an older congregation, settled, and we had to go through and trudge through 6.5 years of changing culture and turning things around and getting it to a place where the church was attractional again. So we faced a lot of challenges in those 6.5 years. And one of the things that we had a issue with, one of our biggest problems, was that people weren't coming back. We couldn't get guests to return. And we spent so many years changing the culture and making things attractional again. So we knew that the issue wasn't so much of what we were doing and how we were doing church, but we couldn't figure out why are people not coming back. They would come to the services and they would tell us on the day that they visited, "You guys are the friendliest church I've ever seen." They would talk about how great their experience was at our services, and then we'd never see them again. And we were so frustrated because guests were coming, but yet we couldn't get them to come back a second time. We realized that we had a problem, and our back door was wide open, and we didn't know how to close it. We were in a groove. And we were getting our Connect cards and they were coming in, and we had this system set up to where people would fill out their Connect cards and they would return them to us, but then they still wouldn't come back. And I'm embarrassed to tell you what our system was. This is what we were doing. We would get their Connect cards and we would send them one letter in the mail. It was a welcome letter, and it would just tell them, "Thank you for coming to our church and here's your next steps." And that was it. That was all that we were doing. We even had, and I brought our Connect cards because I wanted to show them to you, our stack. We even had this lovely hassle-free guarantee on the back of our card. It says, "If you are a first-time guest, we would love for you to fill out this card. Don't worry. No one will call you or come by your house. We just want to send you a letter that says, thank you for coming." It's what we call our hassle-free guarantee. Well, let me tell you, we didn't realize how wrong this was and how this was not helping us. We were sending one letter in the mail because we were afraid that we were going to harass them. And we actually had a really good system of getting the cards, because this stack that I'm showing you, these were our cards from 2015 up until the point when we found Text in Church, before we found them and started using them. This is how good we were, but we didn't realize it, at collecting those cards, but we had no follow through. We weren't reaching back out to them on a consistent basis because we were afraid we were going to harass them. So as you can guess, our one letter, our one touch, it didn't matter, no matter how positive the experience they had with us that day. We did not see them come back, and we were desperate to figure out how can we close our back door? Then we found text in church and we started using it and we saw an immediate change. We were amazed at how well it worked for us. How we use it is we basically just imported the first time guest follow-up kickstart, the automated workflow, and text in church made it so easy. It makes it so easy for us because we just imported the workflow that they already had designed. And then we followed the steps in there. We did some, you know, minor adjustments to make it unique and personal to us in the steps. Once we had the workflow, four of us actually maintain keeping in contact with people. So I'm the one that handles all of the text messages that I get through the app, and I respond to them, and I respond to all of the emails. And then we have a staff member that she loves to do the handwritten postcards. And Text in Church is so awesome because it even sends her an email that says, this is a confirmation email to let you know, and it tells the first name of the guest that they visited, and it reminds her, send a note in the mail. So she handwrite out a postcard and drop that in the mail. Then our pastor, he makes the personal phone calls. We're still at a place in our church where we are small enough that he can make those personal phone calls, and he likes to do that. So by day 8, they're getting a personal phone call from us, and then text in church. It really does the rest. It maintains and it keeps up with them, and it does a wonderful follow-up system that they continue to get reminders and text messages and emails from us for 6 weeks. So, as I said, we didn't realize before. I want to backtrack just a little bit at how good we were doing, the job that we were doing at actually obtaining people's information, getting our Connect cards. I showed you the stack of how many cards and guests that we had coming before we had a follow-up system that would get them to come back to our church. One day, we had a guest come in. This was shortly after we began using Text in Church. And he had a negative comment about our process. We would have people, we'd tell you at the beginning of the service, hey, we want you to fill out a Connect card. We left pens attached to the Connect cards. We put them out in the seats. We would put the number on the screen behind us, and we would tell people, we want you to connect with us. We had a guest booth where they could go to that booth, and they could bring their card at the end of the service, and they could get a free gift. We usually do a gift card for $5 to a coffee shop or somewhere like Chick-fil-A. So we wanted to give them a free gift. And this first-time guest said, you guys come off like a used car salesman, and you shouldn't be giving away gifts to get people's information. And I am so embarrassed to tell you that we actually listened to this one negative comment. And we changed our whole system for how we obtained their information. And we went months struggling to get people to turn in a Connect card. We finally had Text in Church. We finally had a system that was working. And we let one negative comment talk us out of that. So let me encourage you, once you get a system that works for you, don't let somebody talk you out of that. Don't let someone talk you out of the importance of using Text in Church. It's critical that we get the information from people, because if we can't get their information, we can't build relationships with them. We can't reach out to them and get to know them. Let me explain to you why. I love talking about the why and why it's so important that we do this. At our church, our mission is to connect people to Jesus Christ and to each other. And it's based off of Matthew 28, 19 through 20. I know I'm talking to church leaders and pastors, and we all are familiar with the Great Commission, where Jesus said, go and make disciples of all men. Teach them to observe the things that I commanded you. You see, guest retention is critical because that's what helps us fulfill the Great Commission. That's what helps us to obtain the part and fulfill the part of our mission of connecting people to Jesus Christ. Because if a guest doesn't return, we lose the opportunity to be able to lead them to Jesus Christ. And I want to explain to you why, because you may be thinking, well, Holly, that sounds pretty strong. But I want to tell you, if you've looked around in the last 30 years, culture has changed. No longer are we in a day where people will take the minister's word for it, or they'll hear one message and accept Jesus Christ. George Barna did a study, and he actually said that only one out of every 10 Christians say that they were led to Christ by another minister. The majority of people today, when they come to Jesus Christ, they come to Jesus based on a relationship that they have with someone else, a close and personal relationship. Another cultural change and another shift that we have faced is that people no longer come to Christ quickly. They go on this long journey before they will accept Christ. And my husband, Dallas, read a statistic one time that said the average person will take 9 months before they receive Jesus Christ. Wow, that's a long time. That means that they'll come to your services maybe week after week after week before they'll accept Jesus Christ. They'll serve on your dream team. They'll attend your small groups for months. They'll even do your Read the New Testament in 27 Weeks Bible Challenge and still not give their hearts to Jesus Christ. And I can say that because in our church, we've seen this happen. We've lived through this. We actually have someone that came to our church for 2 years before he received Jesus Christ. And this past January, we were able to celebrate his new birth and baptize him. And it was a wonderful, wonderful celebration for all of us. So if you're thinking, well, maybe you're watering down the word. No, we're not watering down the word. We're still preaching the gospel message from our pulpit, and we're real, and we share a message of hope, but we're also not afraid to speak the truth from the pulpit. But what's happening is culture has changed. So because culture has changed, our approach to how we reach people has to change. I want to read you the quote from George Barna out of his study that says, just as our nation's culture has changed dramatically in the last 30 years, so has the way in which people come to Christ. He explained, the weekend church service is no longer the primary mechanism for salvation decisions. Only one out of every 10 believers who makes a decision to follow Christ does so in a church setting or service. On the other hand, personal relationships have become even more important in evangelism, with a majority of salvation decisions coming in direct response to an invitation given by a family member or a friend. So why am I telling you this? One hour and 20 minute service is no longer enough in today's day and age to win someone to Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying that it can't ever happen, but 9 out of 10 people need more time. We need time to develop relationships with people. We need more time to be able to share the gospel with them. And we can't do that if we cannot get them to come back into our doors physically and or virtually. Text in church is the tool that we found that gives us the opportunity to reach out to our guests and to get them coming back into our door. Text in church has helped us close our back door, and it's given us more time to build relationships with people so that we can lead them to Jesus and we can have the opportunity to disciple them. If you've ever watched Shark Tank, you have heard Mr. Wonderful say, all right, what are your numbers? What are your numbers? So in 5 months, we had 19 people fill out and return our Connect cards. Now, we're a small church, so 19 people for us is wonderful. We only run 122 on a really good day when we're really full, 150. And so 19 guests in 5 months filling out a Connect card that we could reach out to, that was amazing for us. We're really pleased with that number. 11 of those returned for their second and their third visit, their fourth visit, making that for us a 58% first-time guest return rate. We were stunned. We're like, wow, this is working. Out of those 11 people and their families, 3 of them completed Connecting Point, 3 rededicated their heart to Jesus Christ, 1 accepted Christ for the first time, 2 of them were baptized, 4 of them joined small groups, 2 of them joined our dream team and began to serve. 3 are giving, and 1 became a brand new tither. So just the 3 giving and the 1 tither, let me tell you something, that alone will pay for your subscription to Text in Church. So since using Text in Church, we have found that we are being more effective than we've ever been at assimilating new guests into our church. Text in Church is helping us close our back door. Since that we've been using since April of last year, since we have used text in church and we figured out our system. And, you know, like I said, we had that time where we went through a period and we weren't doing things right because of that one negative comment. But since we've picked back up, we have maintained an average of 56% of first-time guests coming back. So I want to ask you, what if we had been able to maintain 56% of this stack? What if since, you know, the years before Text in Church, if had we had Text in Church, had we had a process that we could use to get people to come back in our door so that we could have more time? This is just not a card. This isn't just a stack of cards. These are real people. These are people with real lives. What if 56% of these people had come back and we could have shared the gospel with them, plugged them into our dream team to serve, got them into small groups, and had the opportunity to disciple them? That is 56% more people that we would have been able to change their life, and not just their life, but their family lineage forever. So I want to encourage you, don't be like us. Don't be afraid. Take this tool and use it. People won't be afraid that you're harassing them. Remember on the back that I told you we had this, you know, hassle-free guarantee? One of our biggest fears that we had was that people are going to feel harassed. I remember sitting around our staff meetings and people talking about, we can't do that. They're going to feel harassed by us. We had a very strong system, and what we were doing is we were going after people, and we were very intentional about, we want you to fill out a Connect card. We knew we needed that information because we knew we needed more time. And we were afraid that this Text in Church system, once we got the system, we were afraid that 6 weeks and all these messages and phone calls and cards in the mail and emails, we were terrified that people were going to feel like we were harassing them. But let me tell you something, we were wrong. Let me debunk the myth for you right now. It will not feel like a harassment to them. I'm going to read to you some quotes that we've had, people that this is what they've told us. I have never felt so loved. I have never had a pastor and his wife reach out to me personally, and so I thought, I have to go back to that church. You guys do a good job of reaching out. And here's the last one I want to share with you. I love getting those texts from Holly. I wish they wouldn't stop. It's nice to be remembered. Loved. Important. Remembered. Special. Isn't that the way our church should come across to people? Isn't that the way Jesus makes us feel? Isn't that what you would like for your church to say and speak to people, that, hey, you are loved here. You are welcomed here. We notice you. We can even remember your name when you come back. That's what Text in Church did for us. We knew their name by their second visit because we'd been reaching out to them throughout the week. And they were stunned when they came back for a second time. Not only did we reach out to them from the pastor, the pastor's wife, and other staff members, now you know my name when I come back to your church. They felt so special. Wouldn't you like to have that opportunity in your church too? Take this tool. It's simple, it's easy, it's manageable, and use it so that you can become more effective at reaching out to people and making a bigger impact in the kingdom of God for the glory of God. Be blessed.
One of the big takeaways for me, and you guys could put your biggest takeaway from Holly's session in the comments, but the big takeaway for me is the intentionality of how Holly's churches wanted to make their guests feel.
Yeah.
It wasn't, hey, we're going to do this, this, and this. It's like they created a feeling that they felt so loved, and they never wanted that to stop. And that's what we want our visitors, our guests to feel like. And so that's so cool that there could be a tool to help you do that, create that feeling every single week. And so we're actually now going to jump into our first easy button. So everybody say easy button. So what's cool, in the workbook, look for these options called easy buttons. What's great about the easy button is it is the fast pass to get all of the hard work from either the Texan church team or another local church now becomes your hard work in your account. So with one click, so we're all gonna go through this together. Okay, so I wanna make sure that everybody is logged into your Texan church dashboard, okay? It should look something like this. This is what the software platform looks like. What's really, really cool is you'll quickly notice, hey, this is pretty simple. It doesn't look overwhelming. It's got some things, people, that's obviously gonna be all of your contacts. And then what I love too is groups here. And this is gonna be where you can create groups. And what's amazing is you don't have to spend 30 minutes texting all of your board members or all of the parents of your student ministry or whatever. Like, you can set up a group. So like these would be some example groups, like everybody going through a devotional as a church, all of our board members. Hey, this one's for our entire congregation. Hey, this is our core team. This is our kids ministry leaders. Hey, this is our Living Free ministry. This is our prayer team, right? So if emergency comes in and you need to activate the prayer team, within 60 seconds, you can have a text message out to these ministries like, hey, be praying. We're having to rush so-and-so to the hospital. You know, again, there's small group leaders, student ministry parents, volunteers. You get the idea. You can put people in groups and now you can text the group. Now, this isn't a group message. So my family has a group message where it's like, so-and-so has left the group chat because it's like 80 messages. And no, this is a way where you can individually send out texts within a matter of seconds. We use this at Church Marketing University. Okay. If you're here, you're probably seeing how Texan Church uses it. But this is kind of the functionality. So what we're going to do with the easy button now in your workbook, you're going to, once you're logged in, you're going to click on the easy button. Okay. We're going to click open link. Again, big disclaimer, you need to be logged in. And if you get the watch party special, you can go through all this for free and you can mess with this for 60 days. Okay. So this isn't like, hey, you have to buy it to get this. We're coaching you on this platform and they're giving you 60 days free to try it out. So what's really, really cool about this is going to import Holly's follow-up plan into your account. Okay. You can customize this if you want to, or you can use it as is. But what's awesome is the Texan Church team has merge fields where it's going to be able to put your church's name, the name of your follow-up person that you want it to come from, the email, and then it has a place for you to put your website, and then your church's Facebook page. So I'm going to use the Texan Church community group. What you want to do is make sure that all of those fields are filled out. So the name that you want it to come from the follow-up director. So if you have a follow-up coordinator, if you're like a bivocational pastor and this is you, you would come from your name, your last name, the name of your church, your email that you would want it to come from, the name, your church's website, and then your church's Facebook. And I think I did this a little bit. There you go. So then what you're going to do, once you've got this filled out, these fields filled out, I'll give you just one more second here. You're going to click this button down here called import group. Okay. So once you click import group, this is now going to create a group here in my account that says Holly's guest follow-up workflow. Okay. Now her workflow is in your Texan Church account, and a workflow is just a series of steps. Okay. Where you say, hey, we want 60 minutes after the person attends church, we want to send them a text message or an email, or like them on the Monday morning, we want to send a reminder to one of our volunteers to call the visitor. So you'll see this here in a second. That's all when we talk about workflows. That's what we're talking about. Okay. So when somebody fills out a connect card, your guest would be doing that to say, hey, I'm filling out a connect card, or you can fill out one of these, print connect cards, and you can enter them into the workflow. And then what happens is they get added to this group and the automated workflows start to happen. So this is Holly's follow-up plan. So you can see here, step one is an introduction email. So if I click on that, you can go in, you can see here, it's already coming from me, not Holly. It's already coming from my email address, not Holly's. And then you can go in here and if you want to edit the subject line, you can, but it's got my church name in there, not Holly's, which that's just a filler in there. So, and then you can edit the message as well to make sure, like maybe your church does a little something, you want to be a little bit unique than what Holly's doing. You can edit the message. And so you can just go through here, click save steps, can click all that. And when you're done, you can click save. Now, this is when that message is going to go out. So this message is scheduled to wait 0 days. and then send at Sunday at 5:30. So Holly's saying, hey, I've got a visitor. They turned in a Connect card or filled it out digitally. That evening at 5:30, that visitor is automatically going to get that email. So the pastor's not having to sit down and email this. He's not being like, oh man, I forgot this week, or man, I was on vacation, so none of our visitors got the welcome email. This is automatically, automagically going to happen, okay? And not only just this step, but all of these steps in the workflow are automatically going to happen. So what's cool, Holly has here, is this is a step in the workflow that's not going to go to the visitor. This is actually going to go to somebody on the church's team. So this is a reminder to do a handwritten note and drop that in the mail. So it'll say, hey, the Abbott family just visited. Would you please write a handwritten note and drop it in the mail? So this step is always going to make sure that your volunteers follow up with a handwritten note. So that's an awesome step. That's a great idea, Holly, there. And then this is a reminder here to the person to connect on Facebook. That's going to happen on Monday. And then 2 days later on a Saturday, the person's automatically going to get, this is a text message. So this is what's cool. So imagine you have a visitor, you've now emailed them a couple times, you've had somebody from your congregation drop a note. So probably like Wednesday, Thursday, they get this cool personalized note. Now on Saturday, they're going to get a text message from your text and church number that basically is going to say, hey, we can't wait to meet with you tomorrow during service. Can you make it? So you get the idea there. And again, that's just the first week that's happening in Holly's workflow there. So that's really, really cool. So what's awesome about text and church is if you want like Coach Keller's follow-up plan, you want Holly's follow-up plan, text and church has a bunch of follow-up plans. You can automatically import those into your account, tweak them a little bit, and now their hard work becomes your hard work. And this is just incredible because it saves so much time. A lot of the churches that we work with just are like, oh my word, I don't have to then do sit down and message, sit down and email. What's great is now you can take the time you would have spent creating all this every single week and spend that focusing on the relationship building, back and forth, the follow-up and relationship building. So the easy buttons in the workflows are just incredible.
Bro. And I mean, you mentioned it before, but just shortcutting the process and using someone else's work, right? Someone else figured this out for you. Right? I know a lot of you guys are looking at it going, oh my gosh, Holly at 56% of guests coming back. Man, wouldn't it be awesome if Holly could just build that for you? She did. I'm all about using something that already works, that somebody else already built. We can shortcut our success. I'm in on that.
Yeah. And I know somebody in the chat was saying, hey, does text and church really work? And I think a lot of people were blowing up in the comments. Like, you'll find, like, not only does text in church work amazingly well, but it has a way of creating a whole bunch of like raving fans.
Yeah.
Because once it changes, like it saves you 10 hours a week, you're just like, okay, this is amazing. They're my best friend. So if you're a connections pastor or volunteer, you're just like, yes, text and church works and it's amazing. But what I would encourage you to do, if you're at all like wondering, okay, I wonder if I would actually use this, click all of these easy buttons. So you have all of the different workflows and groups so that you can see all the different opportunities that you could use text and church for. Try it out a couple weeks and you'll be like the rest of us. You'll be like, yep, I'm never going back to the way that I used to do follow-up. It is an amazing tool, an amazing opportunity.